to set the scene for what's to come for the rest of the day and describe, I suppose, to some extent, where we've come from, what we've been trying to achieve with our partners in relation to dementia services, and specifically to describe the service design process that we've undertaken. And that's really been a way of trying to synthesise or draw together the learning from the first four dementia sites. So 4 years ago, we set out on a journey, and journey is a metaphor that's often used in talking about dementia. We set out on this journey with a number of colleagues who you'll be meeting throughout the day across the country, and we hoped it might look a bit, little bit like this, very straightforward, no bumps in the road, very easy journey. Of course, in reality, it was really a bit more like this. You know, lots of ups and downs, lots of winding around obstacles and challenges that came our way, and getting lost maybe, but finding new ways. And at the very beginning was the interest in this area from Atlantic Philanthropies, and that's been described very, very well by Mary and Madeline. I want to acknowledge Noel Mulvihill, who was the manager in the HSC at the time, and Tom Costello from Atlantic. They worked to kind of get the funding together, and we worked with them to develop a plan which would really begin to refocus services for people with dementia. So we embarked on this journey with a variety of people who had come together in four multi-stakeholder groups that we call Dementia Consortia. And very importantly, these groups had very committed and visionary leaders, and you're going to be hearing from them today. But I do want to just name check them. So there was Dr. Katrina Crow from the Five Steps to Living Well with Dementia in Tipperary, in South Tipperary. Dr. Tony Foley, then followed by Deirdre Cullen in Kay Court in Kinsale. Eilish Hessian with the Living Well with Dementia project in Stillorgan and Blackrock. And Des Mulligan, followed by Pat McHale in the Community Action on Dementia in Mayo project. So all of these had a consortia behind them. They had this group of very committed people. And all those consortia members are also leaders. Many of them are present here today among their peers. So many came from the HSC, but also from other community groups and family members and people with dementia themselves. I do think it's important to acknowledge our homegrown leaders and our homegrown innovation. And I think too often we're looking elsewhere for solutions when, you know, we have a lot to offer here ourselves. So what were these dementia consortia setting out to do? What was this programme really all about? I've tried to capture this in a very visual way here. Primarily the focus was on the person with dementia, and that they would be supported at home to live a good life at home, and then to support families in their caring role, as they have such a crucial role to play. And finally then, developing a service and support structure that facilitated and helped that to happen, so that the services would respond to the needs of the individual, rather than individuals having to fit into the service or have none at all. Now, this has been government policy for 20 years, but it still hasn't been fully realised. So the primary aim of these projects was to demonstrate that this could be done, that the person with dementia can be supported at home, families can be supported in their roles, not necessarily by providing lots more service, but by providing a very particular type of response, one that was integrated and personalised. And I want to say a little bit more about personalised supports. It's the theme of the day, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it. As Madeline said, it's not just about creating a wider option, of a wider menu for people to draw from. It is important that there are more options out there, but really the crux of this is about putting the power with the person and their family, and really being driven by what needs they determine themselves, and that the supports that are put in place meet those needs, but also in a way that adds value, so maintains the role of the person, builds on their strengths, on their existing capabilities and capacities, and takes account of their life history. I think in these ways, personalised supports are different to being person-centred, and I think they go further in maintaining personhood and autonomy. So doing this involves a different way of working and interacting with people with dementia and their families, usually in a way that's much more collaborative and based on working things out. Probably not going in with a preset menu, but really listening and taking time to hear, you know, and find out what's going to work the best. Now, it's impossible to meet every need that people might have, I hear you say, or think. And certainly our health services are very overstretched already. And this is where this concept of a care and support ecosystem comes in. Now, ecosystem is a very fancy word to describe a set of interconnected elements that exist in an environment. So if we think about our local town or at county level. But the importance of this, sorry, I want to talk about that for a minute, is that we use everything available in supporting the person rather than just focusing on one element, the health service. So you can see that we start with the person with dementia and their family, look at their wider social network and how best they can all be supported to do what they can do themselves. Look to mainstream organisations, and that includes not just the formal state services, but also community and voluntary organisations. And then look at what health and social care services can provide. And this is why Dementia Consortia are so central to this programme. It's about getting everyone around the table who has something to offer in supporting people with dementia. And because of that, the supports that are developed are much more integrated and they're delivered in a much more integrated way. And we're building on the collective impact, if you like, and the collective resource that's available out there. You're going to hear lots throughout the day on what personalised supports look like, what they do, that'll bring it to life much more than I can. And I just wanted to highlight, I'm just putting this up to give you a sense of the breadth and the scope of the programme. So there are four consortia that we're thinking about today. There are others out there, and I know leaders amongst them as well. Over 800 people with dementia have been received many thousands of hours of personalised supports. And very crucially, over 180 people have been supported to remain at home when they otherwise would have entered long-term care. This is a really important outcome, and Eamon O'Shea will be talking about it later. Over 1,000 health and social care workers have accessed training and education, particularly around this area of personalised supports. A huge number of members of the public have been reached with information and increased awareness. Memory technology libraries have been developed, and particularly in South Tipperary, and 40 telecare packages have been implemented. So that's kind of highlights, to give you some numbers. You're going to hear some great detail about what that actually looks like around the country. So these sites set out to develop and test new responses for people with dementia. And knowing that not everything's going to work, we're trying things out here, and it's a brave thing to do. The plan was then to try and identify the effective elements and combine them up into what we're calling a community supports model, so that this could be more widely shared and rolled out and implemented on a wider basis. So to try and pull that together, we designed what we call this, or we pulled together this service design process. It's kind of iterative, consultative. So we started with the input of a national and international expert panel to make sure that what we were proposing is really aligned with evidence. Then we kind of tested this with the leaders of the four sites to see, did that really reflect their practice and their experience over the last few years. We also met with the further five community sites that we have who are supporting people with more advanced dementia and more complex needs. We also then met with senior HSE managers who've been working on the delivery of these projects and elsewhere in the country, again, to get their input into what we're proposing and into these this service design. And finally, and very importantly, although people with dementia have been very centrally involved in consortia from the beginning, we had further groups with people with dementia. We met with the Dream Group in Galway and also a group in Blackrock, who I want to name check. I think some of them are here today. So what we were trying to get to was something fairly straightforward. Well, it can be described simply if that's straightforward. We wanted a comprehensive evidence and practice-based model that was really pulling together the most effective elements of what had gone on in these four sites over the last number of years. So rather than, you know, looking at the detail in the four sites, what do we need to do as a system nationally to really start to move this forward? And that this is what you're going to hear about for the rest of the day, the key elements that we've identified. So really, you'll see from what I've described so far, there's nothing amazingly dramatic. There's no high-tech solution here or immensely complicated model going on. But it is very challenging to implement because it does involve changing hearts and mindsets and ways of working. As people present throughout the morning and the afternoon, you'll see this screen come to life in a different way. It's not that the presenters are saying something wrong or different. It's that we're kind of trying to extract the key proposals, and you'll see them rolling up here throughout the day. And there's about six or seven really key areas that we're going to highlight. And these, as I've said, we're kind of drawing on or synthesising across the sites. So the sites are going to, the presenters will be talking about specific examples from their own experience that really illustrate how this particular element works well. And this is the framework that we've placed all of this within. And you'll see across the top that person's journey from the very early stages to more advanced dementia. Diagnosis occurring hopefully early on in the process. That isn't always the case, unfortunately. This, you know, the big emphasis on personalised community supports, which is what you'll be hearing a lot about. And that's not just about, we've deliberately placed an emphasis on social supports and the importance of those psychosocial supports. That's not to underemphasise the importance of the clinical needs of people with dementia, many of whom have comorbidities, they've other illnesses and do need the full range of clinical services available to them. Personalised supports also work in providing continuing care in the community, and again, you'll hear some examples of that. And there, you know, some examples in the sites of palliative end-of-life care, and the Irish Hospice Foundation are doing some very good work in this area as well. This range of supports and services needs to be coordinated and pulled together, so that runs right from the beginning. That's something that happens right throughout the journey and varies in intensity depending on people's needs. And finally, we have these underpinning enablers. I love these hands, right the way along. This work doesn't happen in a vacuum. In fact, it can't happen in a vacuum. We need well-trained people, health and social care professionals and others right throughout the system to make this happen. We also need not just a well-informed community, but an activated and engaged community who see, I have a role, I have something I can offer here in supporting people with dementia. So it's worth mentioning that this model applies to everyone with dementia, early onset, at any stage and any degree of complexity. And our emphasis on today and what we're hoping to demonstrate is how it's possible to address a wide range of needs that the person might have within the existing system if we're drawing on partners through bringing them together in partnerships or consortia and providing supports and services in a much more personalised way. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, and here we go.